Yo, what up? It's episode 227, 920. Mother, it's an exclamation point in the title, last night. Day two on MoviePass. I'm going to see a movie every day, just like I do a podcast every day. I'm going to see a movie every day. Because until MoviePass goes out of business, which I can, it's got to be months away. It doesn't even make sense. I hear they're selling my information, which if you wanted to find my price to sell all my information, it is free movies. $10 a month for all the movies for a movie a day is basically free. But Mother, it's a weird fucking movie. I'm going to say that. It's visually pretty unbelievable. It's worth seeing. The performances in it, fantastic. Still trying to figure out what it's about. There was a group of, I don't know how old they were. They were young enough to sit, to go to the movies in a group of 10 and giggle inappropriately, and make remarks like they're gonna Mystery Science Theater 2000, this 3000, this thing, and they didn't seem to get it. At the end, they were like, "What?" So, I kind of feel like I know what it's about, but I kind of don't, but I like it. I'm not going to pretend that I'm like, well, this is... while I'm watching it, I'm like, what the fuck is this thing? But I'm enjoying myself. So that's my review of Mother! Exclamation point. By all... if you have MoviePass, why aren't you going? Why aren't you at the theater right now? Why am I not at the theater right now? I should do that. I should podcast from the movie. I should do movie reviews in the movie theater. Although I hate people that talk at the movies. But I would do it at like a matinee viewing where there's nobody else in the theater. Well, there's always going to be somebody. So I won't do that. But I won't record a podcast. I could do a joint of previews. I could do... somebody else... another comedian has a podcast that they review trailers, so I can't do that. Although I had that idea independently of that. I had that idea, but he did it first. He didn't steal it from me. It was in my head, and I said, "Oh, that'd be a funny idea just to review trailers." But I guess that's kind of a... certain ideas you can say, oh yeah, of course a bunch of people are going to come to that idea, and whoever goes ahead and does it, that's the person that gets to do it. Alright, I was going to have a guest today. I keep saying I'm going to have a guest, and I asked Nick Maritato, and he's got a writing job. Everybody's Jacqueline's got off at her writing job, he's at his writing job. I think Ian's working right now, so I haven't expanded my guests beyond that. I gotta work on that. So let's do a little bit of news. See that Jimmy Kimmel monologue? Go watch that. Go on YouTube. Watch the Jimmy Kimmel monologue. It's very good about healthcare. And I will say also, if call your senators. This healthcare bill is a real motherfucker. If you care about me and my healthcare, please. Because I'm on that shit. I'm on Obamacare. I know this podcast, you feel like, oh, we must make a lot of money off this podcast. You'd be surprised. Not really. Man kills surgeon who left him with erectile dysfunction over 20 years after botched operation. Oh, and then it says misleading title. That's a label that Reddit put on there. I still use Reddit. I know some people have a real thing against Reddit, but it's there's a I think it's good for certain things. The old man booked his appointment under an alias. It's in Lake Elsinore, California. Went there with a Glock. And then, looks like he killed the guy. I'd have to read the whole thing. But, I guess that is what doctors have to go through. You know, you fuck something up, you make a mistake, or maybe you don't even make a mistake, you do your best. People are going to be upset. Unless he, I don't know the facts, but you shouldn't kill your doctor. I will say that. Particularly 53, or 20 years after the operation, I could understand, like, that week. Yeah, you're stewing over your limp dick 20 years later. I mean, that's got to be a motherfucker. 20 years of erectile dysfunction. That's the nightmare, isn't it? In terms of things going, the dick for a man. But luckily, that's what the medical industry is most concerned with. Penny causes permanent damage to Lincoln Memorial, man charged. What's going on? People killing doctors, fucking up the Lincoln Memorial? Guy carved into the side of the Lincoln Memorial with a penny. Student from the KYRGYZ Republic was arrested Monday for causing what National Parks official called permanent damage to the Lincoln Memorial. That's you gotta put up now no one can go near the Lincoln Memorial. No one's gonna be able to go near any memorial because he's a fucking asshole. But really, why? You got to touch it. You don't got to touch it. Look at it. Now, velvet rope goes up around Lincoln Memorial, which is not attractive. I guess you just don't put up a velvet rope. Just have an armed guard there. And if you go near it, you get tased. I'm not saying shot. That's crazy. Say you try to touch a Lincoln Memorial, you're getting tased. That might cause like frat. Like hazing, be like, go touch the Lincoln Memorial. You gotta get tased. But I think it'll curb people carving shit into the fucking thing with a penny. Let's see. We'll do one more. Maybe two. Health officials declare hepatitis A outbreak in LA County. Watch out, Los Angeles. You gotta be careful. Everybody's so fucking laid back. There's no vigilance. How do you get hepatitis A? Is that the one where do you get that from fucking? Or is that B? Or C? That's C. I don't even, what's the difference between, just give these diseases different names, you know, instead of hepatitis A, B, C, I think that's all of them, just give them different names so we know, this one's from fucking, this one's from drinking water in the wrong country, this one is because you're fucking, you got bad genes. I don't know if those are the things that cause these things. after Poe announced that Bob K, 450 people contracted the virus. Officials say homeless people in California are most at risk because the virus appears to be moving from person to person within that community. People become infected with hepatitis A, which affects the liver, by ingesting the feces of someone who's infected, often through contaminated food or sexual contact. Ah, well, so if you are in LA, couple things. I'm saying don't eat it, don't eat off a cart of any kind, because I'm guessing that that's not the cleanest place. And dude, if you're gonna be up the butt, you gotta fucking take some precautions and don't end up with some shit in your mouth. That's my public service announcement today. Stay away from the poop. Be vigilant, Los Angeles. And everybody, worry about, you know, that's a disease. A friend of mine almost got died that way. I don't know, it was hepatitis A, but they said he got some bacteria because he ate a falafel from somebody and wiped their fucking, didn't wash their hands after they wiped their ass, and he went and had a falafel. And that guy cooked it. I mean, that was their best guess. They couldn't prove nothing. Almost died. Was saved by his, you know, because his chick was a nurse, and she said, "You got to go to the hospital," because he was like, "Oh, I just need to rest." But all right, I gotta go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll see you then. We love you.